Howdy, folks. We're the Bitterweed Draw.
This is Zach from Black Breath.
Hi, this is Artie from Broken Bones.
Hello, Vancouver. This is Carolyn Mark.
I'm Water Crime Guide.
This is Dan Mangan.
Hey, this is David Pepke from Denmark.
This is Dylan Osick from Slingshot.
Hi, this is Dick Valentine from Electric City.
Hi, everybody. This is Fred Penner on the Radio Waves.
This is Fred Schneider.
This is Colin from GBH.
Hi, this is the Gearing Up Inventors.
Hi, this is Bette Ditto from The Gossip.
Hi, this is Brian from Hellshock.
This is Scruffmouth the Scribe.
I'm Shani from Inepsy.
This is Sab Gray from Iron Cross.
Hey, we're J plus J plus J.
This is Jack Mercer from Jack Mercer and the Whiskey Bandits.
It's James Wood, half of Mega Bear.
This is Jerron Paxton, American musicianer.
This is Swami Bill and the Shameless Weed Hounds from New Orleans, Louisiana, east of the Mississippi.
Hi, this is John Boutte from New Orleans, Louisiana.
This is Jesse Laborde.
I'm Peter Mansbridge.
Hi, this is Ron McLean of Hockey / Movie Night in Canada.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM, also on the web, CITR.ca, in UBC, University of British Columbia, in Vancouver, Canada. Have our people contact your people.
Tears, how they.
Chris Band presents Difficult Music, Harsh Electronics, Spoken Word, Cut Up / Collage, and a General Chris Band Weirdness. Sunday, 7 to 9 a.m. at CITR 101.9 FM.
Tune in every other Sunday from 3 to 4 p.m. for Blood on the Saddle with your host, Dan N. Real authentic country. Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host Doran for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro. Tune in Sundays from 9 till 10 p.m. for bootlegs and B-sides with your host Doran for the finest in soul, dubstep, ghetto funk, and electro.
This is my life. I wake up in the morning, I eat, I sleep, I shit.
Breakfast with the Browns.
So whatever it is, but I never shut it off for 5 minutes.
I can't wait to impress my friends with my astounding knowledge of cool.
Join your favorite Brownsters and tune in and listen to the best selection of down-tempo electropop lounge core.
Strictly Squaresville.
Remember, subtle, basic, brown.
Breakfast with the Browns
on CITR 101.9 FM every Monday morning
from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m.
The older I get, the more life starts to make sense, and the less I care.
Now we're riding the rainbow across the and we're making it like young. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're making it like you. Now we're riding the rainbow to Cloudsville, and we're
making... You know, you can give 100 examples of what it isn't, but you, man, you're going to have a hell of a time saying what it is.
Good evening, and welcome to The Medicine Show. My name is Jason Lawrence. This is a variety show with the goal of broadcasting the life-supporting energy of love created by music, laughter, and insight. So we are broadcasting, webcasting, and podcasting on CITR.ca 101.9 FM. In Vancouver, from Coast Salish territory on Musqueam land, Vancouver was founded on the traditional territories of the Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh First Nations. These territories were never ceded through war, treaty, or surrender. These nations have millennia-old protocols for welcoming, blessing, and acknowledgments on their territories. A people's traditions have been communal and rooted in spiritual ceremonies and values. Bless these people. We would like to give thanks for sharing so much of what they understand, stand for, and stand on. We'd also like to thank the local Indigenous people for standing up for righteousness in very difficult circumstances repeatedly. Many people could learn from so much courage. Thank you humbly. This is Raj Singh. We'll be right back with more music on The Medicine Show. Thank you.
Come fly away. Take a ride and defy all.
Hello and welcome back to the Medicine Show. Tonight in the studio with me, I have alias Cheech Marin. Hey, how you doing?
Hey, man.
I'm doing good. How are you?
I'm doing good, too.
And also, our friend CeeLo is hanging out. We're going to say hello. How you doing?
Hi.
He's a music producer and good friend, so... This next song is a song from a band called the Malawi Mouse Boys, who we were using this song a while ago for a bit of an intro for the show, and our show has a bit of a theme tonight about healthy eating. And so these guys are from a place called Malawi in Africa. It's a small landlocked country in Southeast Africa, and it's one of the continents most developed of the population is... They're mostly rural, and they were found by a music producer from San Francisco who found these guys selling mice, deep-fried mice on a stick on the side of the road. And they had made all of their own... The producer stopped and checked out what these guys were doing. They had made all their own instruments, and they were playing really good music, so this guy decided to record them, and they have found quite a bit of success in the United States. So, we're going to listen to them, and we're going to be coming back, and we're talking to alias Cheech Marin about good, healthy lifestyles and vegan eating. So this is the Malawi Mouse Boys. We'll be right back. Loli, which will be joining us real soon, I'm hoping.
Mare re re mare re re.
What is Just Dance?
Just Dance is this positive dance space in Kits by Fourth and Arbutus.
Well, and this guy's still playing a little bit too loud in the back. And there we go. Go ahead.
I just came back from Just Dance, which is hosted at the Russian Community Center, and it happens two Fridays every month, alternate Fridays, that is. And it's a positive alternative space to the regular Vancouver dance scene. It's very non-judgmental. It's not like a pickup space where people go to pick up each other.
And damn!
It's all ages, no drugs or alcohol or anything like that. And really good DJs, some of the best DJs in town.
Really? Sounds like a really sort of a wholesome effort.
It is. And it's all volunteer run. And I was just volunteering there.
What's the idea? Like, who does it cater to? How do they advertise this type of thing? Is it like a youth program?
You don't do much advertising apart from a Facebook page. It's just a community of people that have been doing it for over 20 years now, actually.
Uh-huh.
And, yeah, it's great. Great vibes, great music. And it's also a good place for people that are, like, not so much into dancing or, you know, it's a good place for them to, you know, kind of get started into it, you know, and where nobody really cares and nobody's judging you, unlike the regular club scene or, you know, in Vancouver.
Yeah, are my moves hip?
Yeah, exactly.
I think I threw my hip out trying to be hip.
So you have people of all ages, you have people in wheelchairs, you have people with disabilities, all ages, just dancing however they want to, doing all kinds of different kinds of styles of dance moves and whatnot.
Dance fanatics.
Yeah.
That's great.
There are some really good dancers.
I used to sit around and watch like those movies, Let's Dance 1 and Let's Dance 2 and 3. And anyway, they compilations of dance movies.
Oh, yeah?
I think that when you dance, it sends out a vibration around you that echoes around the world of some sort of like harmonic realignment. I know this sounds a little bit out there, but... Anyway, so we are talking to he's an alias, and his name is Cheech Marin. That's his alias for tonight.
I'm not an alias, but I do have, yes.
He's not an alien.
No. Not yet.
He's not the comedian movie star, but he is using the name. So he is born here in Vancouver to immigrant parents from Paraguay. And he endured a lot of violence and trauma as a teenager. Heavy involvement with gang violence, social services, and the youth justice system. He experienced a life-threatening traumatic event at 15 that forced him into a five-year ordeal with youth justice system and caused him to turn his life around. So he graduated high school from the Juvenile Detention Center, went into university on a scholarship, and he aced his first year in business, but dropped out, disgusted by capitalism and neoliberalist ideals, to travel and volunteer abroad in Latin America. All right. Well, he's leaving in a few weeks again? Or is this the first time?
This is the first big trip. We're kind of now in the middle of this tale. Yeah.
And so next you're going to leaving in a few weeks to go to Paraguay. Start building homes for Habitat for Humanity there.
Yep. All right. November 8th, I'll be building homes, doing masonry for people of Paraguay.
And have you done masonry before?
No, I haven't.
This is going to be a learning experience, isn't
it? I'm actually a carpenter by trade.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I've done a lot of helping with carpentry, custom home buildings, and also commercial buildings. And I also have lots of experience in all kinds of different construction aspects. But yeah, really excited because in Paraguay, it's a different kind of construction, right? And mm-hmm. you don't use really any electrical tools whatsoever. So it's really old school.
You know, I'll tell you a real quick story is that one time we were fixing up this motorhome. We wanted to put an airtight furnace in it. Literally had to cut like a hole in the... Oh, no, there was already a hole cut in the ceiling. So the furnace couldn't be right underneath the hole. And we laid... My brother started laying bricks in this big converted thing. Anyway, he started messing up laying these bricks. So all of a sudden, my mother grabs the spatula and starts going... Let me try that. She ended up building up the walls of the fire pit that's supposed to contain the airtight heater inside this thing.
Wow.
I was very impressed at the work that she did.
That's in a mobile home, you said?
Yes.
Wow.
It was a big, large one, so they had like a hole in the roof and stuff.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Anyway, so I'm curious about this big change in your life. You know, it happened in the middle of your life, and I was just having these conversations about people who go through extreme things usually end up having a lot more to offer later in life, and they have a different perspective. Do you consider your hardships kind of a gift in a way that it's brought you this perspective?
I consider it a gift in that my hardships, or at least some of them, have saved me from going into worser hardships or becoming just, you know, dying.
Do you think you'd become wiser for your experiences?
Oh, yeah, definitely, yeah. I mean, everything you can learn from every experience almost, right? It's really a matter of perspective.
Well, some people don't, you know.
A lot of people don't know. So you got to be in the right state of mind, I think. And I happen to be many of the times.
So, well, can you mention at all something about... Can you talk about the event or the turn of events that caused you to really put perspective on, like, I guess it was being forced into that situation that woke you up?
Yeah, pretty much.
So can you talk about what brought you into that situation? Did you, like, have a...
Well, a lot of gang violence, and, you know, I was a teenager, I was a punk and a rebel, and a lot of stuff, like, messing with other people right on the streets when I was growing up in Surrey. And
it's a hard place.
Yeah, it can
for
be.
For some people.
In some areas, definitely, it can be.
I get myself in trouble. A whole municipality.
Surrey is a shithole.
Well, I didn't say that, but, you know, it does have its challenges, and it does have some statistics that are pretty strong, leaning in certain ways, you know?
Yeah.
So, absolutely. And then, so, what was your big perspective? Like, what finally pushed your buttons? Because some people, like, go through those systems, and it just toughens them up, and they just keep going hard, strong, headstrong.
Mm-hmm. Someone died.
Okay.
Yeah.
I understand.
Someone died, and that really shocked me and to my system, and so that's basically what happened, and caused me to look at my life and where I was heading, and caused me to completely rethink things, and just made me, I swore to myself that I would do everything I can to make myself a better person.
It's tough that, you know, like you said, sometimes it's hard to see these things as a gift when it's so tragic and heartbreaking.
Yeah.
But really, I guess that it is something that you can at least embrace as the wisdom, that, you know, the lessons, like you said, so that you won't get in those situations. But, you know, another thing that's the reason that I found it intriguing that I want to talk to you about this, you've come up with a whole new, it's not just about being a better person in a way of not hurting others, but also not hurting yourself.
Absolutely. That's,
so you've stripped away a lot of the harm that is coming upon yourself through diet and exercise and stuff like this. You're doing this.
Absolutely,
meditation.
Yeah. Yeah.
So I want to know, first of all, what about this meditation that is called Vipassana?
Yeah, Vipassana.
Vipassana.
Yeah.
So what is the difference?
The difference?
What's the uniqueness of this specific meditation technique?
This is a very powerful and proven technique. It's scientifically proven. There's actually an entire research institute based on this technique. This is one of the oldest techniques around. This is actually a technique started and taught by Gautama the Buddha himself.
Oh, yeah?
And it was actually lost over the years.
Not that I know who that is, but is this person from India, perhaps?
Yes, this is Buddha, who is, you know, which the religion of Buddhism is based on.
Uh-huh.
And the technique he started teaching people was this technique. In Vipassana, and it was lost over the years because many people, like people that wanted to start organizing, you know, organizing religion, started wanted doing things differently, and it was lost, and it was rediscovered in Burma by a man called S.N. Goenka, and he reintroduced it back to India in the 1970s. And he worked his entire life trying to bring this meditation technique to the rest of the world. And so today there are meditation centers in all continents, in hundreds of countries, where you can go and take a course for free or by donation, and you can learn this powerful, amazing technique.
Okay.
And that's how I learned about it. I went to one of these centers. We have two here in BC. I went to Merit BC, the center over there, and I took a 10-day silent meditation course. And that was life-changing also.
Do you know, like, there's all these meditations. I heard this guy doing a report on meditation saying that there's, like, people who smoke weed while they do it. There's people who do New Age stuff where they don't attribute it to the specific religious parts of it. And, you know, very specific types of yoga. And So they were saying that this one guy was saying that a lot of his friends were DJs are now turning into yoga teachers, and that was like a bit of a trend.
Really?
Yeah, I thought that I caught that quite significant, that, you know, trend in our culture. It's so hip.
Well, I'll tell you one thing, though.
Like, yeah.
The people at Just Dance, a lot of them are into music, and lots of them are producing, and a lot of the people there also happen to be involved with yoga in the local yoga community. Not the Bikram yoga or Lululemon yoga community, but the Karma yoga.
Lululemon yoga.
Yeah, not that kind of stuff.
That would be like a special. I actually saw this girl, and that was one of the people on that special about yoga. We're going to take a quick break and for a priority. We'll be right back on the Medicine Show, 101.9 FM on CITR in Vancouver. We'll be right back.
The Canadian federal election is coming up on October 19th. It's important that you get registered in order to vote. To register, or check if you're already registered, you can visit the Elections Canada website at www.elections.ca. We also have lots of information for voters, including necessary ID, writing information, and the location of Elections Canada offices. If you're registered, you should receive a voter information card by mail telling you when and where to vote. You can also use the online voter information service. You can vote on election day at your designated polling station, on advanced polling days between October 9th and October 12th, at any Elections Canada office, or by mail. Elections Canada offices are now open 7 days a week. To vote by mail, you need to apply by October 13th, online, by mail, or at any Elections Canada office. Remember, get informed, register, and vote by October 19th.
Vote. Vote with a conscience, and don't forget to vote.
Anyone but Harper.
The AIDS Vancouver Helpline is here to help. Open from 9 to 4, Monday to Friday, the Helpline answers questions about HIV and safer sex. Call to find medical support in your area without giving your name. Run by volunteers, the Helpline is one of the many programs from AIDS Vancouver combating the HIV epidemic in the Lower Mainland. While not medical professionals, our volunteers answer your questions confidentially and anonymously. The Helpline number is 604-696-4666. Or contact us at aidsvancouver.org.
Wow. We're back on the Medicine Show. All right. Okay. So what we're going to do before we get too serious with all the conversation, we're going to take a break and listen to some music by a band that is local yet very foreign and very exotic and wonderful. This is the Mariachi Los Dorados and Alex Alegria with the Mariachi Canada Vancouver Festival. This is a song from his CD called La Madrugada, which basically means the morning or the dawn, very, very early. Enjoy.
Era de madrugada cuando te empecé a querer, un beso a la medianoche y el otro al amanecer. Era de madrugada cuando te empecé a querer, un beso a la medianoche y el otro al amanecer. Ay, la, 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 la. Era de madrugada cuando te empecé a querer. Ay, la, 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 la. Un beso a la medianoche y el otro al amanecer. Anduve rodeando tu jacalito, pa' ver si te podía ver por algún agujerito. Bonita la noche anduve rodeando tu jacalito, pa' ver si te podía ver por algún agujerito. Ay, la, 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 la. Bonita la noche anduve rodeando.
podía ver por algún agujerito. Cero de la mañana, préstame tu claridad para seguirle los pasos a esta joven que hoy se va. Cero de la mañana, préstame tu claridad para seguirle los pasos a esta joven que hoy se va. Ay la la la, ay la 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 la. Cero de la mañana, préstame tu claridad. Ay la la la, ay la 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 la. Para seguirle los pasos a esta joven que hoy se va. Ay, ay.
Kerry John Hirsch. Kerry John Hirsch. John Hirsch, man, wherever you are, I heard he disappeared over to Alberta to do some gigging. I wonder if he ever came back. Kerry was on the show last year, I do believe it was. Well, it was many months ago now, many moons ago. And, well, we're hoping for his return one day. We are sitting here talking with alias Cheech Marin.
You.
Hey, cabrón, ¿cómo estás?
Está bien, loco.
Qué bueno. So we were trailing off about the conversation about healthy living and not hurting yourself, but actually enriching your life with, you know, you were actually educating yourself on nutrition. So you, this led you to become a complete vegan.
Yeah, that's right. No
compromises. I like cheese and I don't know if I could give it up. Tell me a reason why I should, because you were talking about osteoporosis, calcium, cheese, and guess what I heard? That calcium, this is what just got a sort of an announcement on the science front of nutrition is that calcium does not improve bone health. Is that, did you ever hear these I mean, there's studies to show that, of course, calcium helps your bones. Drink your milk, right?
Most of the time, those are industry-funded studies, so very biased.
Yes.
Yeah. So, yeah. So just recently what you're talking about, the correlation between calcium intake or dairy intake also and bone health, it's been found that there's no correlation whatsoever. No, calcium does not increase your bone density whatsoever. It does not even increase your bone strength or reduce your risk of bone fractures when you grow older. And this was found by a meta-analysis done by a university in New Zealand, where a team of researchers looked at all the studies around for calcium intake related to bone health, bone strength. And so literally hundreds of different studies.
Yes.
And the final conclusion was that, no, there is actually no direct correlation between calcium intake and bone strength.
Well,
so we've been lied to all these years.
Lies, man. It's conspiracy. Far out, man.
Yeah. Well, at least these findings are actually empirical and not.
And you can look it up. You can Google
substantiated.
It.
Yeah.
Actually, you know what? A lot of the true information gets lost amongst all, like you said, the corporate stuff that's like a big push for a specific viewpoint, you know?
Oh, yeah, exactly.
And,
yeah.
You know, that's a shame. Speaking of viewpoints, get out and vote, by the way.
For anyone but Harper, by the way.
You know? Yes. So says alias Cheech Marin.
Yeah, my view on it is like...
So I shouldn't keep calling you alias. That's actually a name that you go by, so...
Yeah, that is actually my nickname, so...
So there.
So...
Is that not an alias?
No, it's not.
Okay. Yeah. All right. I did want to mention, a few minutes ago we were playing the Mariachis Los Dorados, and what a fun bunch of guys. I had the pleasure of listening to them in concert several times. And they come every year to Vancouver with a band from Mexico, a band from the United States, and a band from Canada, and do what they call the Mariachi Festival Canada. And it is a real hoot nanny. Anyway, it was at the Vogue Theater this year, and they had a lot of fun, put on some great music. We're going to, what got any more reasons why we should all be vegan?
Yeah, I got a ton of them. First of all, you're killing yourself. Second of all, you're
That's a really, really negative thing, okay?
You're killing yourself if you're eating animal products.
Okay, well, we're all going to die, but and you don't die right away.
Oh, yeah,
so
yeah.
Could
we're
you
all going to die. I mean,
could you define what you mean by you're killing yourself?
Well, I mean, it's not about really trying to live as long as possible. It's about trying to live better and feel better while you're here for the short amount of time that we're here as humans, because we're here actually, depending on how you look at it, for a very short amount of time.
Okay.
Practically the blink of an eye, and then you're gone.
Well, you know, I mean, some people, they get to a certain age and you think, ooh, that person looks old, and then they say how old they are, and they're not as old as the person who you see. He's just trucking and hoofing it down the road and out in the country, and like, you know. So it really does affect your health with, you know, how you take care of it, absolutely, and you want to be comfortable. You really want to be really uncomfortable. So anyway, I was saying that, you know, things like the beets are good for your blood, right?
Oh, yeah.
And there's certain things that are really good superfoods.
Yeah. And guess what? All those foods are always plant foods. There's no superfoods that are you're going to come from eating an animal. And when you get your nutrients directly from the source, which is always from plants, you're always going to end up better in the end than taking it from an animal.
So,
you're just getting your nutrients straight from the source, you know?
You know, and a lot of people, they snicker and they say, okay, back it up. Like, what's some things that people don't already know? Like, they say, oh, meat's bad for you. Okay, I won't eat a burger at McDonald's. But what is, like, that's legit. You were saying, and you're talking about, you know, dairy being introduced in Europe, and people have a little bit more lactose tolerance. But what was the numbers on lactose intolerance globally you were saying?
Yeah, so the numbers is at least 70% of the population is lactose intolerant. And that's mainly populations or all outside of European descent. And the reason it is because around 10,000 years ago, domestication of cattle occurred in the European areas.
Yes.
And that's when consumption of dairy products started. And so people of European descent developed a genetic mutation that allows them to tolerate lactose. And just like some more stuff on dairy, I guess. That you can find out about some of this stuff from the Physicians Committee for Responsible Medicine.
It's
a website. So that's, you can write it in as an acronym, PCRM.com.
Okay.
And so like I said, some more stuff about dairy is, like, all the studies after studies have linked increased dairy consumption with increased risk of prostate cancer, increased risk of colon cancer, Like one study from Harvard University even linked it to a 300% or more increase in colon cancer. Hip fracture rates are highest with populations with the highest milk consumption. That's I got that from nutritionfacts.org.
Freaky stuff, man. Freaky stuff. Well, you know, there's something called the madcowboy.com. Now, the mad cowboy says the plain truth from the cattle rancher who won't eat meat.
Yeah.
So if a cattle rancher won't eat meat, anyway, there's a lot of studying. If you really care, if you want to stop feeling lethargic all the time, consider what you're putting in and what you're putting out into the world. And there's something that I like to, like, you know, not quote where it comes from, but just say, because people get prejudiced if they know who said it. I think it's terrible, but I got to say. So mindfulness is a great, great tool, you know. It can prevent a lot of problems in life.
Mm-hmm.
I want to listen to this song by a band called the Bamboo Ensemble. And they're, I think they're from Peru or I can't. No, Ecuador. Anyway, they'll say in their song exactly where, and then we can review it later if we want to speak too much.
I'll be going there next year in Ecuador.
Mi litoral benedicido. And that is my literal, like a miracle. So let's listen to Bamboo Ensemble. They're really interesting. Oh. And they are not there. Okay. That's all right, too. We're going to not listen to them. And we're going to put on this disc of a band called Bees Make It. They have been on the show. And while I work on this video here, this band has been in on the show. The name is Bees Make It, and they're from Vancouver. Give a listen. The song is Made of Bone.
We can't see the end. We can barely see our heads. The sun is just a thought. Dressed in white, shows us what is life. We keep climbing, we keep climbing, we keep climbing. Oh, 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 this mountain's made of bones, and it's soon gonna be my home. We keep climbing.
That was Bees Make It. And we're going to try again for the Bamboo Ensemble. Let it rip.
Cura mi corazón, nina, 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 nina,
por la lluvia y por el sol, eres el pulso sentido de mi patria, el Ecuador. Mi litoral bendecido, por la lluvia y por el sol, eres el pulso sentido de mi patria, el Ecuador. Un amor fino te ofrezco, tú mi inspiración, la cuna de mis ancestros, tierra verde de mi pasión. Un amor fino te ofrezco por ser tú mi inspiración, la cuna de mis ancestros, tierra verde de mi pasión. Son negro del Tapao tropical, del cununo marimbero de afrorritmo ecuatorial, manaba de alforja llena de la tonga y del tamal, de la sal prieta más buena y el café que yo en comal. Río Sense, nacido en ríos de temple trabajador, optimista en desafío, generoso y luchador. Guayasense talentoso, cholo bruñido en manglar, cangrejo y tronco sabroso, de picardía especial.
When Shanna Larson was a little girl, she already had artistic talent, and it was clear that she would be quite an athlete. But Shan always knew what she wanted to do with her life. She wanted to teach. Shan was only 24 years old when she lost her life to breast cancer. And now it's her spirit that will teach us. Teach us to know our body. For more information, visit teamshan.ca. Breast cancer, not just a disease of older women.
Join us every other Wednesday from 6:30 to 8 p.m. for Sam Squanch's Hideaway with your host, Anita B., as she plays all Canadian music with a focus on indie rock and pop.
So, we're back on the Medicine Show, and I just want to mention that Buckman Co. has he's going to be doing an album release party tomorrow night, and so I talked to him about coming in, and he says probably November 27th. We're with any luck. So we're going to listen to a bit of Buckman Co. And in honor of our theme of, well, it's turned into vegetarianism. This is a song called Love for All Living Things. This is Buckman Co.
Sitting there on the sidelines, out there planting seeds. She said, love, love, ain't for everything, yeah. Love for all living things. That's why she's my baby, that's why she's my queen. Started with a plot in the neighbor's yard with a couple of friends and a bottle of wine. You know, it wasn't too hard. Don't know how good it feels to eat your own tomatoes and string beans. She said, love and love, but hate for everything, yeah. Love for all living things. That's why she's my baby. That's why she's my queen.
Marvin Thiel. He's a 14-year-old. He's probably 15 by now. He's been on the show. Hoping to have him back. This is Marvin Thiel from his Underwater Bowl CD.
Recover from the
my shoes, Sonny. Where's your jacket now? You said you didn't need it, but your fingers are falling off. Down the little mountain, never ever come back. They'll never ever come back to you. Back to you. Come back, come back. I plead and plead, but it doesn't matter.
This is the Madison Show, and we are coming up to, it's 12:07 at CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. This is the Madison Show. I'm Jason Lawrence, and we have in the studio Cheech Marin. How you doing, man?
Yeah, man, I'm doing good.
Oh, what'd you say?
Hey, man, doing good.
Excellent. So, what? Tell me how you got into Habitat of Humanity, and how can other people get involved in such a thing? Did you just go online and look for it, or?
Yeah, I just looked online for volunteer organizations in Paraguay, because that's where I'll be landing November 4th. And yeah, I found them right away, and I always thought it would be a nice thing to do, is build homes for people, because I have some skills related to that. And I think just volunteering in general, whatever the cause, as long as it's somewhat useful and helpful to people, it is good. And also, speaking of like research studies, I actually stumbled upon one related to volunteering, and it said that volunteering, or like, you know, helping others,
yes,
is actually, and also related to health here, is better for your health overall long term than even quitting smoking. And this is what a actual study found. So I mean, people shouldn't just be volunteering for the sake of helping others, but really also for the sake of helping themselves, because it'll benefit their health also.
Well, as I said, people just see it as, yes, yes, I know, it's good for me, that's nice.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Well, I say that, you know, it's always good to get out there and vote.
For anyone but Harper.
That's right. We're going to listen to some more fun music. This is actually going to listen from Fat Dog. We're going to listen to some music from Fat Dog, who has agreed to come back on the show in about a month. And so Fat Dog is a local socially conscious rapper, and he's got a this is from his album Equilibrium. So let's listen to his song Taken Over.
Oh no, they did it.
coming to buzz up your headphones right now. Yo, we gon' kick it like this.
Take a second, take a moment, take time to find who you are and show it. Take that minute, wait that minute, I promise no gimmick, your brain's infinite. No limit, there is no digit that can summarize your life, so just live it. Do you get it? Take that thought, let it marinate and make that blog. We're taking over, we're taking under, we're taking everyone to just wonder. We're taking everyone to just run, come with me, follow one by one. Take it slow, take control, take yourself where you wanna go. This is happening, the game ain't over, your time to shine, we taking over.
Motherfuckers got me stepping in pain. I don't know why they wanna play games. Sparking the flame, racing insane. Whatever I bang, fool, you can't hang. Too tame into range.
Take over, the break's over.
By my side, eggs and steak, feel good like a switch, always accomplished, in a pinch, switch it up, never lynch, nah. Nobody, living off my hobby, each and every endeavor, grow more clever, all the ties I sever, and I never say never,
never say never, never,
motherfuckers got me stepping in pain, I don't know why they wanna play games, sparking the flame, racing insane, whatever I bang, fool, you can't hang, too tame into range,
the break's on.
Rockin' them things. Bang, bang, I let my chain hang. By time my brain came, why your mug strange? Glance for a chance, but chance to see me crazed. Fuck monsters, the rap beast, beast. You like leases, oh step me. It's a big daddy thing, so don't do it to halfway and remain in the place, my stance advance change. Trump, trumps, I suppose. Get it crunked and dope on my foes. Rap wizard, you feeling me, blink and you done. Do it for fun, yes you better run. When fat dog come, eternally bliss to get my fix, toss it up in a mix and leave me twitch, bewitched. My spitting rhythms are friction and really fiction. Unless I make your decision, bad damn, or drowned in the flow of my cold diction.
Motherfuckers got me stepping in pain. I don't know why they wanna play games. Sparking the flame, racing insane. Whatever I bang, fool, you can't hang. Too tame into range.
Take over, the break's over. Mind over mayhem, no mistakes.
I set the microphone on fire.
I guarantee you it'll be your very last time breathing.
Motherfuckers got me stepping in pain. I don't know why they wanna play games. Sparking the flame, racing insane. Whatever I bang, fool, you can't hang. Motherfuckers gonna be stepping in paint. I don't know why they wanna play games, sparking the flame, huh? Racing the same whenever I bet. Fool, you can't hang, too tame into range. Motherfuckers gonna be stepping in paint. I don't know why they wanna play games, sparking the flame. Racing the same whenever I bet. Fool, you can't hang, too tame into range. Motherfuckers gon' be steppin' in pain. I don't know why they wanna play games. Sparkin' the flame, racing insane. Whenever I bang, fool, you can't hang. Too tame into rage. Motherfuckers gon' be steppin' in pain.
All right, Sean. Holy cow, that's Sean Amid as the Fat Dog. And so we are starting to wind down, but still got some time left. We're going to actually listen to a song from a girl named Sarah Tone. Now, Sarah Tone is someone who is at the Blessed Coast Music Festival and celebration of West Coast art and music. Blessed Coast. So Sarah Tone is, this is her song, Pure Seed. And so we'll be right back on The Medicine Show.
Said we're gonna live, 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 live on forever. Because we love, 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 love each other. Live, 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 live on forever. Because we love, 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 love our farmers. It's almost unbelievable. Grow food that is inedible. A story undigestible. It's way beyond a they try to pull. We are not the gullible. Connected at the root, we will plant your seed that will surely grow. We'll grow on forever and ever.
On the Madison Show, and we are broadcasting from Musqueam land on First Nations unceded territory out at UBC on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. I'm Jason Lawrence. This is the Madison Show. Speaking of Jason Lawrence and speaking of me, shameless, I'm going to play a song that I produced in so that I can make an announcement that on the 16th of this month, Thomas Beckman, Josiah, myself, the Sons of Granville, and some other artists are putting on a benefit to raise money for a film that is being made to document the rebuilding of a school that was destroyed in the earthquake
in Nepal. And so this is something that you just may hear me singing at this gig. Enjoy, and we'll be right back on The Medicine Show.
I've seen the inside of your mind, and I don't think I want to know you.
Someone's always there.
babies. This is a special shout out for my secret interest.
I'm falling down again.
Hey.
My face is in the dirt.
Sorry, that was just some country. Anyway, I was saying that there is a gig coming up with the Sons of Granville, and that's coming up on October 16th at the Kaya Malay Bistro. That's Malaysian food. Scott, Ken, and Kwan, who's, I guess, the guy from that restaurant, along with Thomas Beckman and the Sons of Granville, are hosting an event filled with music, poetry, and the food. And that is going to be at the Kaya Malay Bistro, which is at 1063 West Broadway. Yeah, so you can come out and check that out. Of course, I'm going to play some Thomas Beckman and get out of here. So thanks, everybody, for listening to The Medicine Show. Thanks, Cheech Marin, for coming in and sharing his stories of conquering adversity and making it a completely amazing new contribution. So we're going to leave you with the Sons of Granville. And also, thanks, CeeLo, for hanging out and supporting us here.
Yep.
We look forward to perhaps hearing some of his music in the near future.
Me and Barry are bad, okay?
Okay. All right. So have a great night. And thanks, everybody. Thanks to the maker. Thank God. Thank my love. And thanks, everybody in my family. Anybody got any shout-outs?
Shout out to Direct Action Everywhere, local grassroots activism organization for animal rights here in Vancouver.
All right. We'll talk to you guys soon. Have a great night. Thanks for